The Oilers celebration song after the big game last night.
And the Oilers are headed for a rematch with the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final.
6-3, the final there, and it was a pretty convincing win for the Oil. And after the handshakes at center ice, they presented them with the Clarence Campbell Bowl, and last year the Oilers refused to touch that trophy. This year, a bit of a different story.
Well, he took the handoff, so that's a difference than a year ago. If you're scoring at home in that department, the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers get set for back-to-back Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, and then right after he took the trophy, Connor McDavid, Gene Principe, the Sportsnet host there, called him over, and Connor has kind of a, you know, smiley, did I just do that look after he did that?
Got to ask you about the trophy. When did you decide, or what was the decision like to touch it? I know it's a big deal, but maybe not.
I don't know what was going to happen when we got up there. We did last year. Give it a go this year.
Well, give it a go and see what happens. It's a win. They will be the Florida Panthers. Yeah, you're probably tired, and if you're not an Oilers fan, annoyed that I say this, but I really feel that this is the year. It's going to be a good series, though. The Stanley Cup resumes on Wednesday. And if it goes to a Game 7, that would be Friday, June 20th. That's a long haul, of course, but there's extra days in between games because it goes from Florida to Edmonton, and the Oilers do have home ice advantage. Florida's Matthew Tkachuk, he predicted this, right? In Game 7 last year, both he and Connor McDavid were mic'd up during that last game of the Stanley Cup. Listen close in the handshake line.
I'll see you next year.
Appreciate it.
See you next year, he said to Connor, and sure enough. And the big controversy in that game early yesterday against Dallas was yanking goaltender Jake Oettinger out. That was a surprise. Did it cost the Stars? Maybe not, but might have played with their psyche for sure. Hey, the Riders in action in Mosaic tonight. And, of course, we've heard that 14 of 24 potential starters will not play. And I thought I'd get my old buddy here, Grey Cup champ and Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson back for a Friday morning. And Belton, what are you hoping to see out of this green and white club tonight?
I'm hoping to see a couple touchdowns versus field goals from last week, right? And I'm just looking for some sustained drives on offense. And I like to see a bit more energy out on the field compared to last week there, Greg.
Yeah, I think almost every Rider fan is behind you on that one, too. Jack Cohen will start a quarterback. Not going to see a lot of starters, right? A good 14 of 24 starters not playing, and that includes Trevor Harris and A.J. Ouellette. So a few jobs open, but tonight's the night to make a difference, right? If you're a rookie, this is your night.
Absolutely. This is the night to make that last impression to the coaches here, right? So, and I won't even say to the coaches for the Riders, you know, for the rest of the CFL as well, right? Because there will be a cutdown day after this game, right? This is the time you make your plays and special teams. This is where guys are going to shine too, right? So the Riders, they're looking for that, you know, that third guy just to kind of fill in and everything for those starters.
Belton Johnson here. Do you agree with the coach in sitting a lot of his starters because of the short turnaround for next week's season opener against Ottawa Thursday?
Absolutely, I do. You know, I mean, these are, what, 5-6 days, seems like, between these games here right now. So I think Coach Mace is right. You know, the starters, they've seen it. They've done it. You know, Trevor Harris, he's probably seen every playbook there is at the CFL, right? So, yes, I certainly agree with it. And let's see what these young guys going to do, right? And, again, I think he's probably going to be looking for that energy out there because I'm going to tell you, last week, Jackson Ford, he looked great out there. Late Corte Moore had the sack. Marion on defense, they had a strip sack. And the return guy, Dre McCray, he looked amazing to me, Greg.
He did to me, too. All right, tailgating tips for the weekend. If you're not tailgating in the game, maybe just barbecuing. I bet you got one or two. Go.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you, it's that time of year, right? And I'm thinking about smoked jalapeno popper dip. How about that, Greg?
Ooh, that does sound good. A dip. You're working on the dip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll take that and share it with the Green Zone gang, of course. You're back on the pregame show starts at 5 o'clock today and kickoff tonight at 7. It's good to have you back on the show, Belton, and checking in weekly as it's on. We're back, huh?
We're back, Greg. Let's get this thing going, man. Great Cup, here we come.
Oh, there you go. I wasn't gonna go there, but here we are. And there's the first prediction of the year from Belton Johnson. Thanks, buddy.
Have a good one, Greg.
Well, when you get a heat wave, temperatures closing in between 28 and 30 degrees, some might celebrate. It's hard to be happy about the hot weather because it is so dry and just no rain in the forecast right now. Given what's going on up north, firefighters battling a number of blazes, this province officially declaring a state of emergency. Our premier telling us that will give us a little more access to more resources. But yeah, rain is what we need the most right now. And not a great deal in this weekend forecast. There's also talk of a temporary ban on ATVs up north because they've been known to start some of these fires as well. And just hearing some of the stories of cabin owners up north.
We left everything behind. The only thing that we took was just stuff that was irreplaceable.
That's Shelley up in Candle Lake. And then you go about 90 minutes north of Candle Lake, East Trout Lake. It was worse for Debbie, her cabin, like a second home for the last 55 years, and now a place that her parents passed on to her has turned into ashes.
It doesn't feel real, and yes, we're all totally devastated. It's been our home away from home and our happy place, and yeah, and now it's gone.
Yeah, it's awful, and if you're a cabin owner, you can relate to what she's saying there. In a lot of families, cabins exist because they're generational, and it's no doubt sad, and you can see a lot of the photos of how serious it is on our website right now at cjme.com. Meanwhile, a little good news. Seating 88% complete. Should wrap up this weekend at this rate, hey? The majority of the province reporting pretty adequate soil moisture. I know some areas would say otherwise, but for the most part, producers, according to the crop report, are reporting normal crop development. And hey, just a heads up, if you are going to the game tonight at the Real District, parking's a premium, right? Because as I've told you this week, that Big Skills Canada National Competition is on at the Brandt. And that's skilled trade and technology all on display. Hundreds and hundreds of people have taken over Regina. They've come from all over Canada for this competition. The winner is going to go on to the world competition. It's a big deal. And if you got a teenager in your household wondering what to do after high school, the career opportunities to look over are there. It is open to the public as well.
That's what the man said. Don't you listen to what the man said.
You know, I shared a couple of photos you'll want to check out on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page. The star of the Evan Bray Show has officially jumped on the Oiler bandwagon. Nice to have him aboard. I accept anyone who wants to be a proud Canadian and cheer the oil on. But Evan even has a nice little note allowing him to leave the Islanders to cheer for the Oilers. Check it out on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page. Just a heads up, spray pads, they have been open for about a week, but they're probably not going to be open this weekend. Our outdoor pools weren't yet open. They're probably not going to be filled because both Regina and Moose Jaw are asking, cut down on your water usage this weekend, will you please? No short showers, only short showers. Watering lawns, not really recommended. Just find out ways you can just kind of ease up, because right now out at the Buffalo Pond Water Treatment Plant, they're doing a lot of upgrades and the mechanical, the way it is right now, the flow out of the plant is a lot weaker, occasionally discolored water, but it is still safe to drink. They just don't have the high pressure and are asking everyone to volunteer by not using as much water this weekend for now. Anyhow, for backyard garden tips to test out your weekend here, it's Garden Talk host Rick Van Dyvendyke joining me now. And Rick, I think we're firing on all cylinders, aren't we? It's planting season.
Absolutely. Right now, people are just finishing up putting in their garden. And because now, yeah, they put in the garden, finish up, put a few vegetables in yet. So there's still lots of people doing that. But now people turn into filling in those little holes in the yard, putting some shrubs in and trees in. And so, yeah, it's full blast gardening time still.
One little snag here, Rick. Regina Moose Jaw are being asked to cut down on their water usage. So short showers, no watering lawns or washing vehicles, if you can help out here. It's voluntary now, could go mandatory if we don't heed this. So what are your suggestions for gardeners about that?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, obviously, one of the things we used to always do is put a rain barrel out, but that doesn't help right now that much. So bottom line is that without the rain is that you help conserve water. One thing is that if you are going to water your grass, just water it a little bit longer and a little bit deeper so that you don't have to water this often. Because what happens is when you water just in shorter periods of time and you water every day, then the water doesn't go down deeper and your roots don't go down deeper and then it grabs that moisture. Where if you water only for like 15 minutes or 20 minutes, then that top dries out so quick and then your lawn looks bad. So you can make it just by watering longer, less times a week is better. Also for your shrubs, using mulch and those kind of things. If you have irrigation system, putting a drip irrigation in, it conserves so much water rather than just overhead irrigation for shrubs and that. So those are some of the things that you can do, or using a root feeder for trees, because you're not letting the water run down the gutter. You're actually putting it down where the roots are. And so using a Ross root feeder there's other apparatuses out there that can root down, in the root zone, and those work a lot better to conserve a lot of water.
Rick Van Dyvendyk, host of Garden Talk this Sunday morning at 9. Still a lot of complaints about ants and tent caterpillars. Remind us how to conquer those.
Tent caterpillars is easy. There's still lots of them. I was digging a trench the other day, and some of them they're on the march right now, the tent caterpillars. They were in the trench with me. I couldn't believe it. And using a product called BTK is probably the easiest one. It's a biological. It doesn't hurt any other insect except for caterpillars. And they die by ingesting it when you spray it on the leaves. That works good. Ants, the best way for ants is another. It's a nematode. It's called Ant Out, and you spray it on the lawn. And what happens is that these little worms go down. They're tiny microscopic worms that go down to the nest, and they burrow into the egg, and they eat the egg from the inside out. They keep doing that, and the queen tries to move, and the workers bring an egg with them, and then that eventually just wipes out the whole colony as it keeps spreading through the colony, and it works really good by letting nature do its own thing.
Rick, I've got this beautiful elephant ear plant standing almost 5 feet tall in my home, and if I move it out into my deck, kind of semi-sun and shade, is it going to be fine?
Well, not with this heat. You have to acclimatize it. So don't move anything like that out into like a house plant or anything like that out into the direct sun right from being inside. It'll get a leaf scorch on it. And so what you want to do is you want to put it in some place where there's a bit of shade, and then slowly move it out into the sun if it can tolerate the sun. So never do things, acclimatize it. It's very important. Even succulents, if you put them right from inside the house, right out into the sun, they'll have a hard time and they'll suffer. So acclimatize everything as you put it outside.
Garden Talk is on Sunday for 2 hours. We'll see you then, Rick. Thanks so much for the tips this morning.
Have a great weekend.
About arriving any moment now, depending on what time you want to book how to work here. It's going to be a hot one, but hot and dry. Sadly, not great conditions for fighting fires up north. CJMB reporter Jillian Massey with me right now. And Jillian, one of the issues that we've come across are people wanting to use drones to have a look at the fire up north, and that's caused some problems.
We were first made aware just about the drone issue. Actually, from Manitoba Premier Wab Canoe, in a media event, he announced, listen, it's not worth the YouTube views to be flying a drone over top of the wildfires. And they actually had to ground a water bomber right near that Creighton Flin Flon fire a few days ago. So in yesterday's media briefing, Steve Roberts at the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency said, listen, I understand that people want to know what's happening to their cabins, but it's not worth extinguishing our firefighters' safety, and it's not worth stopping progress just to see what's going on.
Yeah, you can face fines or even jail time for flying a drone over fires. And Mr. Roberts there also reminded everyone how these fires began. Here's a little of what he said.
People have caused these fires, and even with 4 weeks of fire ban and the recognition that there are these large fires that people can see, people are aware of, fires continue to occur.
And Jillian, now they're even considering bans on ATVs up north, right?
Yeah. So yesterday they were talking about these ATV bans just because, you know, when things are so dry and they're so low riding, like they can throw off sparks and start flames totally unintentionally, but it still happens and it can still have, you know, disastrous consequences. At this point, I think at 5 p.m. yesterday, the SPSA actually put out a release that says that they're putting a ban on ATVs at this point, but they were quite adamant. You know, we got to put a pause on the ATVs just for the time being, because they're starting to cause real problems. Lots of these fires, Greg, that we're facing right now, almost all of them actually are human caused.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening, the destruction that is happening up north. And it's so hot and dry, tinder dry everywhere right now, for the most part, that it's going to be a concern through the weekend here, too. And 17 active wildfires. That Shoe Fire is the largest. What did they say? That's like 12 times the size of Regina right now?
Yeah, it's about 12 times the size of Regina, about 9 times the size of Saskatoon. The Shoe Fire is still uncontained at this point, but it stayed the same size for the last few days. So, I mean, take that for what it's worth at this point. But, you know, what Mo said in this media conference, they declared the state of emergency because he does think that things are going to get worse before they get better. So what we're seeing is, you know, we've had 15 different communities be affected by these evacuations. Over 4,000 people have had to leave so far, and we're not expecting any rain at this point. So the forecast, we're expecting more hot weather, more dry conditions. So that's why they're calling this state of emergency right now, so they can properly prepare and keep people safe.
All right, Jillian Massey from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Thank you for the update. Appreciate it. CJME News time now is 8:27.